Shalom, Australia. Israeli police questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the third time on Friday over allegations against him. According to Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, Netanyahu is a suspect in two separate criminal investigations relating to moral integrity. One involves allegedly receiving gifts, including cigars and champagne, from Israeli businessmen overseas, while the other involves alleged dealings between Netanyahu and the owner of Yediot Ahronot, which is regularly critical of the Prime Minister, in 2014. Netanyahu has repeatedly denied wrongdoing, portraying the accusations as a witch hunt against him and his family by a hostile media opposed to his hardline political views. Sports and Culture Minister Miri Regev on Friday criticized the ongoing police investigations into the Prime Minister, saying, "What Prime Minister Netanyahu and his family have been going through in the past few weeks is a public and media lynching via the media and the left." She continued, "Night after night of leaks full of lies, and he is prevented from responding because he is under investigation." Then she added, "There is an anti-Bibi virus being spread against him. We sent him and his wife Sarah and his family our solidarity." Last Sunday, MK David Amsalem accused billionaire Israeli film producer Arnon Milton of trying to bring down Prime Minister Netanyahu by leaking details of the hundreds of thousands of shekels worth of gifts he supposedly gave to him and his wife. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that it was too early to discuss moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a disappointment to most Israelis. In the same speech, he used the Israeli experience as proof of the importance of his proposal to build a wall along the border with Mexico. Trump said the wall is necessary, that's not just politics, and yet it is good for the heart of a nation in a certain way because people want protection and a wall protects. All you've got to do is ask Israel. They were having a total disaster coming across and they had a wall. It's 99.9% stoppage. President Trump announced that the tense relationship between Israel and the USA in recent years is over. He said the relationship was repaired as soon as I took office. Israel has approved a massive new building program of homes in the West Bank, following hard on the heels of the swearing-in of US President Donald Trump. The announcement of 2,500 new housing units in the West Bank is one of the largest in years and marks a comprehensive rejection of December's UN Security Council resolution, which described settlement building as a flagrant violation of international law and an obstacle to peace. The decision was approved by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman. The announcement is believed to have the approval of President Trump. It came shortly after the two leaders spoke by phone and Trump invited Netanyahu to the White House in February. The Prime Minister delayed discussing the incorporation of Maale Adumim, a large settlement block in the West Bank just outside Jerusalem, into Israel, a proposal strongly supported by many members of his Likud party, as well as Naftali Bennett's Beit Yehudi party, until after the visit. The new home approvals are mainly in large settlement blocks that Israel would want to incorporate into Israel in any future deal with the Palestinians. The first part of the official report on Operation Protective Edge by State Controller Joseph Shapira was given to the State Control Committee of the government last Sunday, and it was immediately clear that the report was very critical of the way the cabinet handled the military response to the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli boys. The subcommittee said on Tuesday that it had pushed off its decision on releasing the public parts of the report into how the security cabinet of top-level ministers handled itself during the war in Gaza in 2014. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded to public opinion, saying he would release those parts of the report judged as not vital to security concerns. Ahead of the impending release, the Hebrew daily Yediot Ahronot published leak transcripts painting a picture of a deeply fractious leadership before and throughout the military operation. The report shows bitter infighting among members of the security cabinet, especially then Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon and then Economy Minister Naftali Bennett. Israel is preparing to accept 100 Syrian refugee orphans, it was revealed on Wednesday, following a decision by Israel's Interior Minister Aryeh Deri. The Syrian children will be given temporary residency status and will have full rights, though they would not receive an Israeli passport. After 4 years, they will receive permanent residency, allowing them to stay in Israel for the rest of their lives. At the first stage, the children will be housed in a boarding school-like setting and then integrated into the education system and will be given Israeli-Arab foster families. If the program proves successful, Israel might allow their immediate family members, parents or siblings, to join them. A hospital in Ashkelon confused the eggs of two women who were receiving in vitro fertilization treatment and accidentally implanted the wrong fertilized egg into one of them. The Barzilai Lai Medical Center said on Thursday the mistake was discovered almost immediately and that both the women from whom the egg was taken and the woman who had it implanted were notified at once. After discovering the mistake, doctors performed a cleansing procedure to ensure the woman did not become pregnant. An initial investigation found that the medical team did not carry out all the necessary checks in accordance with protocol. Israel's subsidized medical services include funded fertility treatment for women up to the age of 45 and for two children. Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan said on Thursday that he supports the decriminalization of marijuana use. The minister said he is adopting the conclusions of the panel he tasked with reviewing the matter. The new policy still requires the cabinet's approval and must be coordinated with other government ministries. The panel recommended shifting focus from criminal prosecution of users to administrative fines and educational campaigns. Erdan said that criminal prosecution should only be used as a last resort. Rising Israeli tennis star Yishai Oliel, 17, from Ramla, narrowly missed the chance to be named champion of the Australian Open Junior Grand Slam after his defeat by his Hungarian opponent, 16-year-old Zsombor Piros, in the final yesterday. He lost the match 4-6, 6-4, 6-3. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.